Today's Shir's Masechta Shabbos Daf Vav. We will begin on Daf Hey Amud Beis, five lines from the bottom. Tan Rabbanan begins the Gemara. Tan Rabbanan Hamotzi Mechanus LaPlatya. If somebody transfers an object from a chanus, from a store, which is a Rishus HaYochid, LaPlatya, the area where people congregate, a Rishus HaRabim, Derech Stav. But he transported it through an area which is a stav, which we're going to learn in the coming shiurim. The way their merchandise was set up in the market was that they would hang the different merchandise that they were trying to sell on such beams. And there were small stone or wood blocks, which were known as that's the boss, that were right before those areas of where the merchandise was. The strip of Atz the Boss is called a stov. And as we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem, in tomorrow's shir, a stov is a karmelis. So what happened here is that somebody transported something from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim through a stov, through a karmelis. The Tanna Kamma holds that he's chayiv for transporting for Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. And Ben Azai poiter. Ben Azai holds that you're not chayiv. Says the Gemara, Bishlama Ben Azai, we understand Ben Azai's opinion. Because Ben Azai's opinion is, Mahalach ka'omidami. Every person, as he takes a step, is considered as if he stops and goes. Akira and Hanocha. So as the person stopped in the karmelis, because every step you take is considered a new start and stop, so you carried from a Rishus HaYochid to a karmelis, and then you carried from a karmelis to Rishus HaRabim, and the halacha is, you're only chayiv, as we learn, when you carry from a Rishus HaYochid to a Rishus HaRabim, not when you carry from a only chayiv for full-fledged melacha, when you carry from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, or vice versa, but not when you carry through a karmelis, which is not a Rishus Daraisa. But ask the Gemara, El Rabbanon, the Rabbanon, Nei Nami the Kasavri Mahalach Lav Ka'imidami. Yes, they don't subscribe, obviously, to Ben Azai's principle of Mahalach Ka'imid, but still, as we've learned, says Tosis, that all of the melachos on Shabbos are modeled after what happened in the Mishkan. And in the Mishkan, where was their Haitzah? The Haitzah was from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, or from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid, but there was no Haitzah, it was never considered Haitzah if you carry from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim through a karmelis. So why should you be chayiv? It's not what happened in the Mishkan. So Sefer Chafetz Hashem asks a question. In the end of our previous shir, we differentiated between Oymed Lofush and Oymed Lakatif. Just because you stopped doesn't mean that the halacha looks at what you did as a stop. It's only considered a stop if it was Oymed Lofush, that you stopped to rest. But if you were Oymed Lakatif to adjust your packages, that's not considered that you came to rest. So ask the Sefer Chafetz Hashem, isn't that, so if somebody's Mahalach Ka'oymed, if he's continuously walking, he should be no different than an Oymed Lakatif. And therefore he asks that somebody who's Oymed Lakatif is not considered stopped. Why is he considered stopped? Says the Sefer Chafetz Hashem from the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, that is exactly the machloikis of Ben Azai and the Chachamim. The Chachamim, as we learned in our previous year, differentiate between Oymed Lakatif and Oymed Lofush. And they hold that Oymed Lakatif is not considered a stop. And therefore, they're going to also hold that by Mahalach Ka'oymed, it's not considered a stop. Whereas Ben Azai holds any stop, even Oymed Lakatif is considered a stop. And therefore, if it's stopped, it mahalach ka'aymet. So it turns out, according to our Chaim HaKadosh, everyone subscribes to the concept of mahalach ka'aymet. The question is, even if you subscribe to the concept of mahalach ka'aymet, maybe over here it's different because it's aymet lekatef. So I saw that Reb Leibel Eger said that he was a grandson of Reb Kiva Eger. And they were learning, Reb Kiva Eger was learning this Gemara with his grandson, Reb Leibel Eger. And he asked the question, if Mahalach Koimet, the only time we know that for carrying an object in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, you have to walk with that object, Dalar Amos Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, 4 Amos Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So according to Ben Azai, how could you ever be chayiv, Reb Kiva Eger asked, for carrying something, Dalar Amos Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? Every stop and go, every step is considered a new beginning, and it is a new beginning. You'll never have Dalar Amos. So he said that the Yerushalmi actually asked this question. And the Yerushalmi says that according to Ben Azai, the only time you'll be chayiv is if you jumped in one jump the Dalar Amos. So then there's no mahalach ka'amed. So then Rabbi Kiva Eger says, okay, so according to Ben Azai, you'll only be chayiv for carrying Dalar Amos for Shus Rabim if it was done in an interesting fashion. You jumped in one shot the Dalar Amos. So Rabbi Kiva Eger asked, we know that the halacha is that on Shabbos, if Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, we don't blow the shofar, we don't take dalar minim. Gzeira shemi yavirena dalar amos b'shus rabim. Chazal were concerned you may carry them 4 amos from shus rabim. So Rabbi Kiva Eger asked, but there's no dalar amos b'shus rabim. There's no concern for carrying unless, according to Ben Azai, unless you jump the dalar amos. So Chazal made a gzeira that you shouldn't blow a shofar from Rosh Hashanah. Chazal made exer, you shouldn't take dal minim and sukkos because somebody's going to not just carry, he's going to forget that it's Shabbos, and not just carry, but the way he has to carry to be chayiv is by jumping dal ramis. So Reb Leibel Eger answered his grandfather, absolutely, that when somebody's going to do a mitzvah, that's the way a mitzvah is performed. A mitzvah is performed by jumping to the mitzvah. And that's why Chazal were concerned, yes, I'm going to be mavirena dalar amos b'shus rabim, and how am I carrying it in the dalar amos b'shus rabim? By jumping. And said the Pnei Menachem that now we could understand what it said, the Ben Azai is the man the Omer in Pirkei Avos, Perek Dalet Mishnah Beis, have a rotz l'mitzvah. So Ben Azai is the one that says that when you do a mitzvah, you have to run to do the mitzvah. And because you're going to run to do the mitzvah, that's why you may end up being over carrying dalar amos for Sarabim, because you're going to jump to do the mitzvah. So back to our Gemara. Our Gemara asked the question, according to Rabbanon, if you transported something from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah through a karmos yechayiv, but why? That's not the way objects were transported in the base, in the Mishkan, in the building of the Mishnah. Answers the Gemara, Amar of Safra, Amar of Ami, Amar of Yoichran, Midida Hava Mavachavis Breshus Rabim. It's no different than when somebody carries something, Dalar Amos Breshus Rabim. Now, when are you chayiv for carrying Dalar Amos Breshus Rabim? As long as you carry the Dalar Amos. Let's say you carried something 5 Amos in Breshus Rabim. So the 5th Amma is already Mokim Ptor because you're chayiv after 4 Amos. Hossam, Afalgav the Kam the Nakad Leva Ozel, even though if you go past the 4 Amos, Kimonachle, Yechayiv. When you put it down after, ultimately you put it down, even though you transported it past the Dalar Amos, Yechayiv. Even though it wasn't all a Mokim Chayiv. Hachanami, Lashna, there should be no difference. Answers the Gemara, Midami, you can't compare. Hasam, the entire area that which this person is carrying is kolech the makam manachlei. Everywhere where he is carrying is a makam chiv. Hacha in manachlei bestav. Should this person who's carrying the object, instead of putting it down in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, would have put it down in the Carmelis, even the Rabbanon would agree that this person would is not chayiv midaraisa for carrying. So you can't compare when you put something down in an area which is a Rishus Rabbim versus when you put something down in an area which is a Carmelis. Hacha imanach lei b'stav makim p'tarhu, says the Gemara. El amida to have a mav chayves mitchilas arba l'soif arba. Let's say you carried something exactly for Dalar Amis. Hasam, lafagav the monachle betoich arba amis. If you were to put it down in middle of the Dalar Amis, you're potter. Because you're not chayiv for carrying Dalar Amis unless you carry a full Dalar Amis. So if you put it down before the Dalar Amis are up, you'll be potter. But what kimonachle besoif arba? But if not putting it down before the Dalar Amis, but you put it down by the Dalar Amis spot, you're chayiv. Even though you carried from a Rishus HaYochid, you carried from the beginning of Dalar Amis through a place that you would not be chayiv to a place where you are chayiv. Hachanami lo shno. So Reb Cheskel Abramsi asks a question. How can we learn? Our Gemara began a discussion of carrying from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim through a Carmelis. How can we learn from that halacha to the halacha of carrying Dalar Amis? Dalar Amis and Rishus HaRabim is perhaps different. Because, as we see, there's a shear of Dalar Amis when it comes to carrying. There's no shear when it comes to carrying something from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. So he answers a very important point. He says, when we think about the issur of carrying Dalar Amis Rishus HaRabim, we shouldn't think of it that there's a new issur, that if you carried something for Amis Rishus HaRabim, that is also considered a situation for which you chayiv. Carrying Dalar Amis Rishus HaRabim is also a form of haitzah, because a person is considered that a Dalar Amis around them is considered Mekoimai, and outside of your Dalar Amis is outside of your place. And therefore, what is the basis of the Chiv of carrying Dalar Amis? Because you're carrying from your Rishus to another Rishus. So now, just like you're carrying from, so Mavar Abba, carrying Dalar Amis is exactly similar to carrying from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. But says the Gemara Midomi, we can't compare the two situations where you went from Rishus HaYochid, carried something from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim through a stav versus somebody who carried Dalar Amis from Rishus HaRabim for a different reason. Hasam lahab hai gavra makam tohu. Yes, if this is the beginning of my Dalar Amis and the end of my Dalar Amis is obviously four Amis away, so that anywhere before that is maybe a makam tohu for me. However, l'kula alma, it is a Rishus HaRabim, makam chivhu. Hacha, whereas the Gemara, the case that we began our shiur with, l'kula alma makam p'tarhu, because a stav is not a Rishus HaRabim. Ella, says the Gemara, so we're back to the Rabbanon. Why did the Rabbanon hold that if you carry something from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, derech stav, yuchayiv? We didn't have such a malach in the Mishnah, in the Mishkan. Answers the Gemara, Mida have a moitz from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. If somebody carries an object from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, derech tzidei Rishus HaRabim. They were the sides of the Rishus HaRabim where people, if the Rishus HaRabim was very crowded, would enter that area. Hasam, afgav di monachle at tzidei Rishus HaRabim. Had this person placed the object in the tzidei Rishus HaRabim, he will be potter. However, ki monach le Rishus HaRabim, if he carries it all the way to Rishus HaRabim, so he went from Rishus HaYochid through the tzidei Rishus HaRabim into the Rishus HaRabim Yechayiv. So here too, if you go from the Rishus HaYochid derech stav to the Rishus HaRabim Yechayiv. Maskul of Rapapa, to which Rapapa says, "Ha nichlu rabbanan dami tzidei Rishus HaRabim, lav Rishus HaRabim dami." So therefore, the tzidei Rishus HaRabim could easily be compared to the stuff. El Rabbi Lezer, the Rabbi Lezer who holds tzidei Rishus HaRabim Rishus HaRabim dami, Michael Amemer, it isn't comparable. By the tzidei Rishus HaRabim, you didn't go through a makom p'tor. a place that's not considered a Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim Medaraisa. Whereas here, you went through the stuff. Amalei Rav Acha B'Rei D'Ravikar, Eimei D'Sham Leil Rav Elezer D'Omet Tzidei Rishus HaRabim K'Rishus HaRabim Dami. In what situation did Rav Elezer say that the Tzidei Rishus HaRabim have a din like the Rishus HaRabim? Heke D'Leke Chafufi, where there are no obstructions in the Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. Aval, Heke D'Ike Chafufi, if there are obstructions in the Rishus HaRabim, in the Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. And the reason people would put up those obstructions, because people did not want that the overflow crowd that was walking in the Rishus HaRabim should bang on their walls of their Rishus HaYochid. So what they used to do was, on the Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, they would place these obstructions to make it uncomfortable to walk there. If it's uncomfortable to walk there, everybody will agree that it's not considered a Rishus HaRabim, even Rebbe Lezer. And yet, Rebbe Lezer, everybody agrees that if you carry it from Rishus HaYochid through the Tzidei Rishus HaRabim into the Rishus HaRabim, you're chayiv. So you see, say the Rabbanan, the fact that you carried through an area which is a Makom Ptor doesn't change the halacha. Hilchach loy lahadamya, the din that we began the shiur with is comparable to this. However, says Rabbi Yochanan, even though Rabbi Lezer says that if you're carrying something from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, derech stav yipater, because mahalach ka'imid, ma'ida ben azay bezoirik, that if you threw an object from the Rishus HaYochid to the Rishus HaRabim, and it flew over the stav yichayif. So the question is, of course, he'll agree yichayif. There's no concept by carrying, of by throwing a mahalach ka'imid. So the Rosh Yosef gives two explanations how to understand what the Gemara is teaching us. One explanation is, perhaps Ben Azai is teaching us, like the Gemara's Havamina was, that has nothing to do with mahalach ka'imid. It has to do with the fact that if you transport not directly from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, then you're never chayiv. So here too, this object that you threw from Rishus HaYochid through Rishus HaRabim went over the airspace of a Makom Ptor. And maybe, but as I hold, whenever it goes over such an airspace, you potter, not because mahalach koimid. So Gemara says, no. Ben Azai's position is completely based on mahalach koimid. Another way the Rosh Yosef explains, because here maybe the Gemara was suggesting, even the Rabbanon would be makel, would be lenient. Because we learned earlier in our Masechta, and we'll speak about this still again, there's a concept of kluta kamishoncha. So maybe something flying over the area should be considered as if it came to rest. Teaches us the Gemara that we only apply the concept, says the Rosh Yosef, of kluta kamishoncha l'chumra, but not l'kula. Here, if we would apply the concept of kluta kamishoncha, we would have a kula that we would consider as if it rested in the Makom Ptor, and it never went from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. To say kluta kamishoncha, to develop a kula, we don't say. It says Gemara, Tanya Nami Hochi, Hamoitzi Mechanus Laplat Yederech Stav, Chayiv. If you carried something from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim through a stav, you chayiv. Echad Hamoitzi Ve'echad Hamachnes, whether it was from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, whether it was from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid, Vecher HaZoirik, whether you threw, Vecher HaMoichiv, or whether you passed it over, Ben Azayimer, and Ben Azayi, as we've been learning, his opinion holds, HaMoichiv HaMachnas Potter, if you carried it, you're Potter, because there we have to apply the concept of HaMahalach Ka'imid, but if you're Moichiv or Zoirik, you pass it over, Yechayiv, there we don't have the concept of mahalach koimin. And the only reason Rebbe Lezer is, the only reason Ben Azai is lenient is because of this concept of mahalach koimin. And where that concept isn't applicable, he would not be lenient. Tana Rabbanan begins the Braisa, Arba Rishuyos L'Shabbos. There are four different areas, there are four different domains when we speak about Hilchos Shabbos. There's Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim, Karmelus, Makom Ptor. Ezi Rishus HaYochid explains the Brice of what is considered Rishus HaYochid. Charitz, Shu'omak Asara, V'rochav Arba, a ditch that's 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide. They can gather a fence, shugvaya sara v'rachav arba, that's 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide. And as Rashi explains, what is the part of the gedder that's Rishus HaYachid? The face of the wall is not a Rishus HaYachid. The top of the wall that has these dimensions is Rishus HaYachid. There are no mechitzas, there are no walls around the top of that wall, but there's a halacha concept of good asik that makes that the sides of the wall continue going up, and now you considered that the top of the wall is indeed enclosed by partitions. Ezer Rishus HaRabim, continues the Braisa. What is considered Rishus HaRabim? Sratya, a highway, or Platya, Gedoyla, a very large public plaza where people congregate, Mavos HaFloshim, open streets, Zur Rishus HaRabim Gemura, these are Rishus HaRabim Gemura. So, as we're going to learn, there are a number of conditions that have to be met for an area to be called Rishus HaRabim. As we learned previously on Daf Heyom and Aleph, it has to be Eina Makura. It can't be have a roof over it. Any area that has a roof over it cannot be considered a Rishus HaRabim. It doesn't have a wall around it. A city which has walls around it is considered can't be considered a Rishus HaRabim. We're going to discuss later in our Shir Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach that if there are no 600,000 people, it's not considered a Rishus HaRabim. It's Machlokes Rishonim. Rishus HaRabim only goes up to 10 tefachim. Above 10 tefachim, the area is not considered Rishus HaRabim. And our Gemara also spoke about Mefiloshim, that the street has to be straight. And this is a very interesting Machlokes Rishonim and Achroinim. There are some Rishonim that say that in order for a road to be considered a Rishus, to be considered a Rishus HaRabim, it has to be a straight road. In fact, the Mishnah Berura in Simen Shin Mem Hei Sif Katan Chaf quotes this halacha, and the Bi'ur halacha therefore wants to say that in the cities, and the Divrei Malkiel makes a very interesting point around this. He says it could be that a small city could have a Rishus HaRabim quicker than a large city. Because as we just mentioned a moment ago, we're going to discuss this. But if we hold that in order to be considered a Rishus HaRabim, you don't need to have 600,000 people. So if you don't need to have 600,000 people, says the Divrei Malkiel, but you do need to have Mavos Mefiloshim, a straight road. So in a large city, it's unlikely you're going to have a straight road. And since it's unlikely you're going to have a straight road, it wouldn't be a Rishus HaRabim. But in a small city, indeed you won't have 600,000 people, but you'll have a straight road. And once you have a straight road, you could have a Rishus HaRabim. Ramosha, in the Shalos Tshuvos Igros Moshe, Oyre Chaim, Chelek, Aleph, Simen, Kuf, Mem. And he discusses this as well in Oyre Chaim, Chelek, Hei, Simen, Chav, Ches, Oif, Ois, Vav, and Zayin, disagrees. And he says that to be considered more Mavos Mefiloshim, you don't need to have a straight road. So continues the Braisa in discussing the Rishuyos. The halacha is ein metzim Rishus HaYachid zu Rishus HaRabim zu. You're not allowed to carry anything from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. Ve machnis Rishus HaRabim zu Rishus HaYachid zu. Nor may you carry something from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid. Ve mehoitzi vehichnis. And if you did so, b'shoigig yichayiv chatus, b'mezid onish koros. If he did so without Edim and Asra, Yechayiv Kares. For Niskel, if there were Edim and Asra, then he's Chayiv Skila. Avil Yom, continues the Braisa, in discussing a karmelus. The Rishonim discuss what is the etymology of the word karmelus. So Rashi says the karmelus is from the wording in Yeshaya. The pasuk says Yoroi v'karmelai, a large forest. And we're going to see that a forest, the first example the Gemara gives, is considered a karmelus. Tosfos quotes a Yerushalmi that it's kar, means karmelai, that it means grain that isn't completely ripe or isn't completely not ripe. Here too, the karmelus is not a Rishus HaYochid or not a Rishus Rabim. The Rambam says the karmelus is from the Loshen Karmelosa, an almona. An almona is not a psula, but she's not an Eshes Ish. So too, the karmelus is not a Rishus HaYochid nor a Rishus Rabim. Avayam, so a sea, Ubika, an area of open fields, Vistanonis, the area that we began our shiur with, the benches in the front of the stores, for Carmelis, we'll discuss what is meant by Carmelis in tomorrow's shiur, ain't a loik rishus rabbi v'loik rishus yochid. It's not considered not like rishus rabbi, not rishus yochid. V'noisim v'noisim v'toichai, one may not carry in the area of a karmelus, v'nosu v'nosu b'toichai, if you did carry something, dalet amos, in a karmelus, you potter, potter as we learn throughout this mesechta, means potter avalosur, it's only osu medrabonon, v'metzim v'toichai l'shus rabim, v'toichai you may not carry something from the karmelus to the shus rabim, nor m'shus rabim l'toichai, nor from the shus rabim to the karmelus, v'mechnis m'shus ayoch l'toichai, you may not carry from shus ayoch to karmelus, v'loim etoich l'shus ayoch, nor may you carry from a karmelus to shus ayoch, v'mhoitzi v'hichnis, and if you did any of these, you potter, potter avalosu. Chatzeroi shal rabim, chatzeris communal courtyards, u'mevoa she'en ha'mefaloshim, or alleyways that are not open altogether. So the way the houses were constructed in the time of Chazal, you had a number of houses that opened up to one chatzar, a courtyard. And then you had a number of courtyards that opened up to a mavui, but as the Gemara just said, the mavui was only open on one side. So we have chatzeris shel rabim, these chatzeris that are shared by a number of houses, or these mavois that are shared by a number of chatzeris. The halacha is mid irvu, if you make an eruvah chatzeris, if you make a shtufa mevoz. Eruvah chatzeris means that all of the people who have houses in the chatzar put bread into one of the houses of the chatzar, and therefore we look at it as if they're all living together. Shtufa mevoz is the same thing, that all the different chatzeris participate in putting bread or different food in one of the homes, and therefore we look at them as if they're all connected. We also have to make, as the Gemara teaches us at the beginning of Masechet Erevin, a lechi or a kaira. So Chazal said, if you made the Ruvah Chatzeris and you made the shtufim mevoz, you could carry from the houses to the chatzar, or from the chatzar to the from the chatzeris to the mavi, loy over if you didn't, asurim. Why? So as we've explained previously, truthfully, all of these areas are Rishus HaYochid. And an area which is a Rishus HaYochid, you're allowed to carry from one Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid. However, the Rishus HaYochid, my home, is my private home. The Chatzar is not my private home. It belongs to all of the people who have homes opening up to this chatzar. And since my home is considered less private, more private than the chatzar, so Chazal, Shlomo HaMelech said, we're concerned that if we're going to allow you to carry from your home to the chatzar, you may come to carry from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. To prevent that, the Chazal said you have to make a Ruvah Chatzar, Shtufim Mevoz, Lechi and Kaira. We go back now to the Rishuyus and Shabbos. The next rishus is a makom ptur. So says the Braisa. Adam oimer al skupa, a person could stand on the threshold of a house, which is a makom ptur, noitam habalabais, and he could take something from the balabais who's standing in the rishus ayochid, v'noisenloi, and or give him something, because he's transporting from a rishus ayochid to a makom ptur. Noitel ma'ani, or you could take something from the ani who's standing in the Rishus Rabbim, v'noisloi, you give something to the ani who's standing in the Rishus Rabbim, because again, it involves only a transportation from Rishus Ayochid or Rishus Rabbim to Mokum Tor. However, says the Brice, Ovach la'yitim ha'balabayis v'noisloi, you're not allowed to stand on the skupa and take something from the Rishus Ayochid and give it to the Rishus Rabbim, or vice versa. Me'ani from the Rishus Rabbim stand on the skupa for Noisan Balabayas. Because it looks like you're transporting from Rishus Ayochid from Rishus Rabbim. However, v'notel v'nosan, if somebody did do this, shlosh n'paturim, because it went from Rishus Ayochid to Rishus Harabim through a mokum patur. What are the dimensions of a makom ptur? A makom ptur is an area which is higher than 3 tefachim, or deeper than 3 tefachim, but it doesn't have it doesn't take up 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim in its width. Moreover, the makom ptur is situated in the Rishus Rabbim. But if the makom ptur is situated in the Rishus Ayochid, it has a din of Rishus Ayochid. If such an area is in a karmelis, we have a machloikis rishonim, if it's considered a karmelis or it's considered a makom ptur. Also, the airspace of above 10 tefachim in a rishus rabbim or a karmelis, as we've been discussing rishus rabbim, and therefore certainly a karmelis does not extend above 10 tefachim, is also a makom ptur. We just learned the halacha, says that if something was transported from Rishus Ayochid through a Makom Torah to Rishus Rabbim, or vice versa, b'deraisa yipater. And Rashi says, even if it never came to a full stop in the Makom Torah, b'deraisa yipater. The Raiva disagrees, and the Raiva's opinion is that it has to come to a full stop. But says the Gemara, Acherim have a different way of understanding this. A skupa mishamesha shtei rishuyos. You have to look at the circumstances, how to determine how to look at this skupa. Bezmancha pesa basuach, if the doorway is open, so the threshold in front of that doorway will be considered kalafnim, will be considered like Rishus Ayochid. Pesach nol, if the doorway is closed, then kalachutz, it's considered like the Rishus Harabim. And if the dimensions of the threshold are sar tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, then I raise a rishus l'atzmai. It's considered a separate rishus, not a makom ptur. Amar mar. So we learned early in the Braisa that zui rishus ayochid. So what does the Braisa ask the Gemara want to teach us by saying the words zui rishus ayochid? L'mute mai. What is the Braisa trying to teach us? Answers the Gemara Lamuti Had Rabbi Yehuda. It wants to teach us that we don't agree with the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya. The Braisa says, Yes, al kein amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, moreover. So what's the first case of the Braisa that Rabbi Yehuda is saying moreover to? The first case of the Braisa is where there are two houses, one across the street from the other. So they're both Rishus Ayochids. And somebody has a bridge connecting those two houses. So the bridge that connects those two houses, we look as if the mechitzis of that bridge comes down, and therefore the area between those two houses is considered Rishus Ayochid. Continues Rabbi Yehuda in teaching us another halacha. Yes, al kenam Rabbi Yehuda. Mi sheesh lo yishnei botam yishnei tzedir Rishus Rabbim. Again, somebody has two houses across the street from each other, and the Rishus Rabbim in the middle. Oysa, lechi mikan v'lechi mikan. He can make a lechi, which means just putting up a side post on the two sides, of the houses, or cross beam on the two sides, for nice of a nice and b'emtza. And then you'll be allowed to carry in between the two houses. Amrloi, to which the Rabbanan said to Rabbi Yehuda, Eim arvin shesurab mekach. To just have these two houses cross the street from each other and just have the lechi or the kaira, and based on that, consider that the area in between is considered a reshus hayachid, is not acceptable. So that's what it meant when our Bryce says Ezer reshus hayachid, to tell us that we don't follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Ask the Gemara. The Bryce says Zer reshus hayachid gemura. V'may karlei gemura. Ask the Gemara, what did the Bryce mean by adding the word gemura, complete? Answers the Gemara, Ma detem ki pliga rabbanon aleid Rabbi Yehuda. When did the rabbanon disagree with Rabbi Yehuda? The lahav reshus hayachid. The rabbanon will not agree with Rabbi Yehuda that we could consider that area reshus hayachid. Meaning the rabbanon will not allow you to carry from one house to the other house through that reshus rabbim based on the lechi v'kaira. Hani milul taltel. They won't allow you to carry that way. Avil izrik. Maybe when it comes to somebody threw something from a reshus rabbim into that area between the two houses where you have the two houses and you put the lechi and kaira. Maybe lechumra, the rabbanon will agree that that is considered a reshus hayachid, and therefore if you threw from your reshus rabbim into that area, you will be chayif. Kamash malon. That's what the Braisa comes to teach us, that the rabbanon don't consider that area both, neither the kula or the chumra, an area which should be considered a reshus hayachid. Amamar, the Braisa continued teaching us, zui reshus harabim. So here too, asked the Gemara, lemuti mai, what was meant by teaching us that this is a reshus harabim? Answers the Gemara, lemuti idach Rabbi Yehuda, to teach us a different halacha that Rabbi Yehuda taught us. The Tanan, there's a Mishnah. A Mishnah Masechta Erevin discusses that in the time of Chazal, or even before the time of Chazal, when Jews were oiler regal to Yerushalayim for the Yom Tovim, there was a multitude of Jews, many Jews traveling to Yerushalayim. And they didn't have where to stop in hotels, motels. What they used to do was, they used to stop in Rosh Hashanah. But it's Shabbos, and they can't carry in the middle of the street, even if it's not a Rosh Hashanah, it's a Carmelus. So Chazal came up with a way of being able to construct a Rosh Hashanah Hayochid. And it's known as called Pasei Baros. What they allowed you to do is you had a well, and then around the four corners of that area, around the well, they put L-shaped posts to enclose the area. And that would make that entire enclosed area into a Rishus HaYochid. Says Rabbi Yehuda, over there Rabbi Yehuda is the Machmer. And says Rabbi Yehuda, Im Haysa Derech HaRishus Rabban Fakstan, if the place between those posts people travel through, Yisal Kenel Tzadim, we have to make sure that people don't travel through that area. Because if people start traveling through that area, it will not be considered anymore a Rishus HaYochid. The Chum Oimrim, and it's the Chum disagree, and they say by constructing the Pasip Aras, it becomes a full-fledged Rishus HaYochid, even if there are many people traveling through the area. So the Braisa, what says the word Rishus HaRa'ezer Rishus Rabim, comes to teach us that we don't agree with Rabbi Yehuda. V'may karlei gemura, and here too the Gemara asks, why is it called gemura? Answers the Gemara, either tani reisha gemura, there is no real chiddush. Just because, as we learned a moment ago, by Rosh Hashanah, we understand why the word gemura was used. So by the sefer, when we're talking about Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, we also use the word gemura. Ask the Gemara, but why v'lechshav nami midbar? Why didn't the Braisa mention the midbar? The Tanya, the Braisa teaches us, Vezer Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, Sracha, a highway, Platja Gedola, a large public plaza, and the open areas for the streets, Vahamidbar. Amar Abaye, Loikasha. Kam Bezman Shisrael Shroim Bamidbar. When Klai Yisrael were in the Midbar, so the Pashup Shat is that when Klai Yisrael was in the Midbar, it became a Rishus Harabim, because you had 600,000 people. Kan Bezman Azeh, where people don't normally live in the Midbar, therefore it's not considered a Rishus Harabim because you don't have the 600,000 people. So as we mentioned earlier in our shir, this is the source for the opinion of the Rishonim that hold that you have to have 600,000 people for an area to be considered a Rishus Harabim. What's the Nafkamina? A very important Nafkamina. An area which is a Rishus Harabim, Midaraisa, there's nothing you can do to allow you to carry in that area or to allow you to carry from Rishus HaYochid to that area. So if you have 600,000 people, so now the question is, we have to know if the place is a Rishus HaRabim, the Raisa or not. So the opinions, Rashi, others, who say that you have to have like a Midbar, like the Midbar was in the time when Klai saw the Midbar, it's only Rishus HaRabim when there's 600,000 people. If you don't have 600,000 people, it's not considered Rishus HaRabim. It's interesting to note, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch first says in Simon Shin Mem Hei that you don't have to have 600,000 people. And then he quotes V'yei Shomrim that you have to have 600,000 people. And there's a very long Bi'ur Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah brings down a long Bi'ur Halacha that quotes a Machlokes Rishonim in learning our Gemara, if you have to have 600,000 people to be considered a Rishus HaRabim. It's interesting that the Rambam quotes that the Midbar is a Rishus HaRabim. The Rambam is obviously referring not to when Klai Yisrael was in the Midbar. And yet, the Rambam holds that a Midbar is a Rishus HaRabim. So their Kesef Mishnah, quoting Rabbeinu Avraham ben Rambam, explains the opinion of the Rambam, of the Gemara, just the opposite. When Klai Yisrael was in the Midbar wasn't the Rishus HaRabim, because there were people living there, and you couldn't just walk wherever you want. But nowadays, where the Midbar is not inhabited, that is considered a Rishus HaRabim. Obviously, the opinion of the Rambam is that you don't have to have 600,000 people, because the Midbar, Bezman Hazeh, doesn't have 600,000 people. The question is, how do we get to the number of 600,000 people? There were many more than 600,000 people in the Midbar. There were the women, there were the children, there were the men below 20, over 60. The answer is, since the Torah always uses the number 600,000, so whenever we think about the amount of people that were in the Midbar, it's 600,000 people. Ask the Sfasemis, the Gemara says that a Midbar, when Klai Yisrael, at least according to Rashi's Pshat, has 600,000 people, it's a Rishus HaRabim. But ask the Sfasemis, if it's not a Rishus HaRabim, it's a Carmelis. So why isn't it mentioned amongst the Carmelis? Says the Sfas Emes that when we speak about the Midbar, it's a very unclear area. Sometimes it could be 600,000, sometimes it could be a Rishus HaRabim, sometimes it could be a Carmelis, and because of that, we don't want to mention Midbar since it's a very fluid situation. Amar, we learned in the Braisa, V'mhoitzi v'hichnis, B'shogich chayiv chattis, B'mezit onish karas v'niskol. Ask the more B'shogich chayiv chattis, that if you carried B'shogich, you chayiv chattis, pshita, that's poshit. Wherever you do a malacha, wherever you do an aveira, if you did a B'shogich, chayiv chattis. Answers the Gemara, B'mezit onish karas v'niskol. The chiddush is not for the Chattas, the chiddush is regarding karas and skila. Ask the Gemara, ha nami pshita. We know that that's somebody's mechal Shabbos. That is the punishment. Answers the Gemara, ha kamashmon kederav. The Amarav, matzasi megillah starim beirav chia. I found a hidden scroll. The kasaba isi ben Yehuda oimer avis melachas abayim chasa achas ein chayv alachas. What's the megillah starim? In those days, they were makvit to learn Torah shebal peh, as Torah shebal peh should be learned. But when they heard a chiddush, in order not to forget it, they wrote it down in small pieces of paper. That's called a Megillah Starim, according to most Rishonim. Some Rishonim say a Megillah Starim was written when they heard an opinion that they were was not the halacha. So they would write down that this is opinion that's not the halacha, so that everybody should remember not to paskin that way. So it says, v'enichayev el achas. That's what the Megillah Starim says, eini. So posh pshat is that if you did all the malachas on Shabbos, you only give mechayev one karban chatas. It can't be for misa, because you could only be killed once. Eini, says the Gemara Vatana, we're going to learn in the Mishnah, and daf ayin gimel, ovas malachas abayim chasachas, the 39 ovas malachas, v'avinim ba minyan alamali, and the Gemara asks immediately, why do we need to count the number? If somebody did all of the 39 melachas without realizing in between each melacha that he did a melacha, chayev kalachas vachas, you chayev for each melacha separately. It says the Gemara, ela eimo, and a chayev alachman, that one of the melachas, there is no chayev chatas. Well, we didn't know which one. Comes our brisa to teach us, the hokamashmalon, our brisa is coming to teach us that hoitzah is not that malacha. Hamahanach the loyma sapkin, there is no question that hoitzah, the skila, and kares, and karmichatas. So, sort of Chavis Yor asks, the Gemara says in many places here in Amasech, the Masech Debeya, havara lalav yotzes. That havara, since the Torah says, Lo suvaru eish b'kol moish v'sechem b'yoyim Shabbos, why did the Torah single out Havara? To teach us that Havara, there's one man da'amah that holds, L'lav yotzus, that there's no oinish. So shouldn't we obviously say that that's the malacha that this Bryce is referring to? So the Chavis Yor says it can't be Havara. Because if the malacha that's being referred to here is Havara, and there's no chiyuv chatas for Havara, there will also be no chiyuv chatas for kibui. That would mean that you have two malachas that there's no chiv chatas. But the Brisa says there's only one malacha that's no chiv chatas. So it obviously cannot be havara. It must be a different one, which we don't know which one it is, but we know now that it's certainly not carrying.